The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
There you go.
Well, actually, of course, you have to think if the woman is slightly overweight, maybe she has Arnold Schwarzenegger inside, like the movie Total Recall. Remember that movie, the scene where he's wearing this robotic costume that makes you think he's a overweight, rather tall woman? And right? And then she starts, of course, malfunctioning. How long are you going to stay here? 2 weeks. And starts repeating, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Oh, forget it. That was a fun movie, though, about Mars. You wonder if there isn't something like that on Mars right now. How realistic was that in Total Recall, where we create these chambers in which people live with artificial atmosphere? And that's how they sustain themselves.
Well, if we ever go to Mars, we're going to have to because of the radiation.
Sure, but maybe we've been there already.
Maybe.
Do you think we have?
No, I don't. But then who am I to say?
So if there's a secret space program, what are they doing? Is it for spy satellites? Have they set up a base on the moon?
Well, I personally think somebody set a base up on the moon. But I'm not sure who, but that's just me. Who can say? Until we get up there, and I doubt I'll ever make it, it's a hard nut to crack.
So what do you think's going on the moon, Don Ecker?
Well, I think the Chinese want to go up there. They probably want to get there, pick up their jade rabbit. And they're talking about a manned mission by 2020. And that, I got to be honest, that really bothers me because we can't even today, as far as we know, put our own astronauts up on the space station. We've got to depend on the Russians, those wonderful, warm, charismatic human beings, to the tune of $70 million a pound.
Well, you know what bothers me so much about this, Don, is the fact that we had the technology in 1969 to send men to the moon. How come if we could do it in 1969, we can't do it in 2014?
Because the current administration shut down our manned space program years ago. That's why.
Yeah, but that's been true for all the administrations. You know, from the 70s on, we were fading the thing down.
Now, but we still had shuttles. We still had a way to put people up there.
Right. Well, right now we're trying to get someone like an Elon Musk to come up with a shuttle program.
Yeah, well, so far, no joy.
Speaking of lunar stuff and moon, from Technomage, what do you know about the moon wave that's been reported by a few astrophotographers? It looks like the wave that slowly moves up or down a TV set when the picture is being refreshed. And my understanding is they are not camera glitches. So,
well, I can only presume that, in fact, they are some type of camera glitch or monitor glitch or some kind of glitch.
Okay, well, then you argue with the premise.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Well, there you go. Okay, not related question, but do you own a telescope and do you do your own moon or other observing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have an 8-inch Schmidt Cassegrain telescope and beautiful instrument. I'd love to have a 14-inch, a real light bucket, but this 8-inch is a beautiful piece of equipment, and yeah, I use it, you bet.
Okay. All right. And let's see what else. Okay, we asked that question already. Let me ask you this one from Tom 1961. And I have not checked whether Tom 1961 was really born in 1961 or not. Whom do you respect most in the UFO field?
Well, just about everybody that I had the most highest regard for today is no longer with us. But I would have to say Richard Hull, Dick Hull. I had the utmost respect for Dick Hull. Donald Kehoe, whom I see as the original dean of UFO research, I had the utmost regard for him. Ivan Sanderson, I thought did some really way out there work and had a lot of respect for the work that Sanderson did. And people that back in those earlier days shined a light on this. Now, this is going to surprise you, Gene, but I think that mostly falls in that category. And
Long John Neville was such an interesting character. He, of course, wasn't above doing a few pranks on the air with Mosley and Barker. Like one time he cut them off when they were talking about something. Yeah, he pulled these things, but he invented paranormal radio. That's why you and I are here. That's why Art Bell did his show. Art Bell probably wouldn't have had his Coast to Coast AM if Long John Neville didn't have his radio show.
Totally, totally agree.
But Long John was a really temperamental character. Ever meet him?
Did I ever meet him? No.
Oh, yeah. I did a few times. Jim Mosley knew him pretty well. As well as you could know Long John Neville. But he was a
character. You know what's funny? A lot of those guys are somewhat like that. You know, I think it can be a safe assumption that back in the 90s, thousands and thousands of people had a genuine affection for Art Bell. But Art has his quirks, as it were.
Well, of course, we know what Art did with regard to a certain radio show he had.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, it lasted, what, 6 weeks, and then it was off the air. So, yeah, you kind of wonder what was actually happening with that. Because, you know, had he approached now with you know, the name of his show notwithstanding, if he would have approached it in a bit of a different way, but what is the first thing Art did with his then brand new show? He brought back all the usual fraudulent suspects and put them back on the air. And, you know, I know from reading threads around the web during that time period, a lot of people were really turned off by that.
Well, he tried to basically pretend that 10 years never happened.
Yes, he could catch the same lightning in the same bottle, and it wasn't about to happen.
Well, part of the reason he remains off the air is he had this non-compete clause. So after he went off the air, he was under contract with Sirius XM, I think until the summer of this year. Although I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll stay retired. I don't know. But really, he's pretty much in our age group. So I guess he's got a few years left.
A bit older than I am, pal.
Well, he's not that much older than I am without going into detail. But there you go. He has a little bit more money than I do. So there you go. I really don't care if he does or doesn't get back on. But I know that I had asked his webmaster once why he came up with the name Dark Matter, knowing Don Ecker, and he claimed that he didn't even think about it, but I think that's just insulting.
Yeah. I
that was insulting, really. Anyway, we have a few more segments left to spend with our friend Don Ecker, and a few more questions from our listeners, and some other stuff to talk about. With Gene and Chris, who is in a remote location and sounds it, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, we offer with Paracast Plus a high-resolution version of the show. So it doesn't go through successive generations. It's direct off the master tape. It's still mono because there's no reason for stereo. We are recording it in stereo, but you're not going to hear any directionality. So we do it in mono at 128K. So it's as good as the master recording. But of course, Chris is on a mobile connection, a wonderful digitally destructed mobile connection.
Yeah, and I've been tooling around Santa Fe, picking up dinner, dropping off guests, having a great time with you and Don, multitasking.
Multitasking. Ah, do tell. Let us continue here. So we're talking about Don Ecker's favorite UFO researchers. Now, you know I had a rocky association with Richard Hall, right, Don?
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, so I remember when he was running NICAP, I walked in there with Alan Greenfield, and I think Rick Hilberg and maybe somebody else was there, and Richard Hall looked at us, pointed his finger at us, shaking finger. The finger had to be shaking. You're not welcome here. And it was 10 years before Hall and I talked again, and we shook hands and we were okay. It's just that it was a little too late. By the time we wanted to get him on the Paracast, he was not feeling so well.
Can you spell curmudgeon?
Yeah, that was Dick. That was Dick. Dick had his rough side. We had a falling out with Dick right after the turn of the century at UFO Magazine. We did an issue with Egyptian pyramids on the cover. And I had done a rather massive article on Moses and monotheism. I'll never forget this. Dick had a monthly column in the magazine called Hall's Corner. And he always came in on time. I mean, you know, the guy was just, well, he was a writer.
He was a pro.
He was a real pro. And he saw that issue and called us up, just raising the biggest ruckus you can imagine, because what are you putting that with UFOs for? Well, that was when Dick said, I quit. And by golly, he did. He was quite a character.
And remember, his basic voice had this slight southern drawl. So when he spoke in anger, it wasn't necessarily yelling, although it sounds like he yelled at you.
Yeah, well, I said, what is wrong? I mean, Dick, and boy, he just really, he was outraged by that. So, you know, hey, what do? You just pick it up and move on.
Ever meet Donald Kehoe?
No.
Okay.
He passed before. 2 years, as a matter of fact, he passed before I got active in the field. But Dick, I knew, and Vicky knew very well. And we had been back to Dick's house in Maryland. I mean, he was a great guy. Dick, as a matter of fact, took us down to Luray, Virginia, where Donald Kehoe's home had been turned into a bed and breakfast, a lovely couple had bought it. It was just beautiful, and took us down there, introduced us. Vicky and I ended up staying there a couple of days, and Dick took us out to the cemetery where Kehoe and his wife were buried. I got a photograph of me kneeling beside Don Kehoe's tombstone. You know, Dick was a great guy.
When I first visited and met Donald Kehoe, we met him in Luray. Not at the caverns, by the way. Alan Greenfield and I were joking, he's going to meet us in the caverns. He's really a Dero or something like that. No, we met him at a diner, and we had, you know, a half-hour conversation with him. I'm not sure if we had lunch with him or just had coffee or something like that. And I was really young, but we met all sorts of people. And I think the very same year we met Ray Palmer in Amherst, Wisconsin.
Yeah, now there's another guy that I would have loved to have had the opportunity to meet and sit down and talk with. But Palmer was one of those guys, from everything I've been able to derive about him. And I was very interested in Ray Palmer years ago, and did as much research as I had time to do on him. He was quite a showman. He always struck me as more of a P.T. Barnum than a Don Kehoe, if you know what I mean.
Well, I knew Palmer slightly. I met him once. It was in 1965. Alan Greenfield and I and Jim Mosley were there. I think Dale Rettig, who died in the past year, I think. And we've first gone to Chicago. And in Chicago, we met a young astronomer who had written a UFO book named Jacques Vallée. And then imagine the comparison here. And then we met Palmer. And Palmer, of course, was very famous in the science fiction world. In fact, I'm reading another book about Ray Palmer. We had Richard Taranto and Geneva Hagen on the Paracast a couple of years ago, a book about Richard Shaver and Ray Palmer. And the book I'm now reading is called The Man from Mars, Ray Palmer's Amazing Pulp Journey from Fred Natus. And it even got a good review from Jerome Clark. And it talks about his early years in science fiction. And, you know, he was someone who discovered some of the great science fiction writers as an editor of Amazing Stories. Like the first stories from Isaac Asimov were published when Ray Palmer was editor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that? I mean, the most famous writers of the 30s, Robert Bloch, the guy who wrote Psycho, was a pal of Ray Palmer's. Otto Binder, of course. He and his cousin, was his brother, I forget, did iRobot.
Heinlein?
I don't know if he did Heinlein or if he knew Heinlein or not. But a lot of the great writers appeared in Amazing Stories, edited by Ray Palmer. This is before the years of Shaver. Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote some of his final Mars John Carter novels for Amazing Stories, and he did it because Ray Palmer was a superb showman. And Palmer was a character, you know, he was physically crippled because of a truck accident when he was 7 years old. He basically was in such pain in the hospital that he bent over and never got out in that position again. He was a hunchback.
Yeah.
So he was like 4'8" tall, you know, really small guy, but really, you know, really charismatic character, amazing character. I talked to him on the phone a few times. I even, you know, exchanged a couple of letters with him, but really interesting character. Probably someone, though, who really kept the UFO subject alive for many years, especially, of course, in Fate magazine, which he and Curtis Fuller founded back in the 1940s. This guy did a lot of stuff. But he did some crazy stuff, too, because he pulls stunts.
Well, that's what kept the field interesting, I'm sure, for so many people. And, you know, people like Ray Palmer, Gray Barker, and John Keel, even. They brought a little levity and a little humor and a little spark into the situation. So, and, you know, it's going to be a heck of a thing to say, but maybe we could use a Ray Palmer today or a Gray Barker.
Let's do our break. Don Ecker joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We were talking about some of the UFO researchers that Don Ecker had admired, and we're getting into the characters, the really wild and wacky characters of the 50s and 60s, and maybe Don Ecker, you and I are basically lamenting over the good old days. But do we even have characters like that anymore in the field?
Well, we have John Lear.
but really.
Not in the same vein as people like Barker or Keel or, even Richard Hall. I don't think anybody that knew Richard Hall could ever say that Dick was not a character.
True. But that's true with a lot of these people. There's still a few of them around. But really, the more outrageous characters are not apt to be found. I mean, we have some outrageous characters nowadays, but, you know, there's more of a hostile feeling from them. Like, we don't want to mention Stephen Greer, but I just did.
Or we don't want to mention Dan Burrish, but I guess I did.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we have some characters, but not in the same light as some of those characters in years past.
Those were the days, I guess, UFOs became more mainstream or less mainstream. I'm not really sure. What do you think here, Don Ecker, about getting more younger people involved in the field? Because we're talking about the age, the demographic of the UFO conventions. And I know we have a number of listeners to the Paracast who are not 50, 60-somethings. They're younger.
Well, you know, when I came into the field, I was in my 30s. Now, late 30s, granted, but I was in my 30s. And I took a look at when I started going to a lot of these UFO conferences. And, you know, here in Los Angeles, we had several every year. And, of course, UFO Magazine, we were always at these conferences. Sometimes we spoke. Other times, you know, we just had a presence there and made the magazine available. But even then, it seemed like most of the crowds were an older bunch compared to what I was then. You know, it seems like with things like UFO conferences, it usually appeals to those people that have a little more time on their hands. You know, if you're a 20, 30, even 40-something, generally you're talking about people with families, with jobs. It's hard to break away if you've got to go somewhere where there's a conference, that type of thing. So as a result, just by the fact of what it is, you're going to be getting an older demographic. You see what I'm saying?
Also, it's not as easy or practical to travel. You know, traveling by air is more expensive. The state of the economy doesn't make it easy for younger people who may have the vacation, who may have the interest to make that trip. So things are kind of different, unfortunately.
And here's the other imponderable. You've got to have some people that are investigating some contemporary, as a rule, contemporary, but interesting, even fascinating cases. And how many of those have we had recently?
Well, we've had a few interesting cases. I know I'd researched a couple for 701, the movie. They'd asked me to look up some recent cases. Tracy Tourmé had given me an assignment to do a little research. And there I found a few cases, but not the sensational cases necessarily. Although there was a UFO flap in Canada for a year or so that Chris Rutkowski investigated.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that they do not seem to be as prevalent today, at least that we are hearing about, as they were back in the late 80s, the early 90s. Now, I'll tell you a little something that happened to me just a bit over a week ago. Well, I guess it was last Friday night. On Fridays, I always have my co-host, and you both know him. Chris, you and Gene both know my co-host on Friday night, Richard Saraday.
He's been on the Paracast, yes.
He's been on the Paracast. And generally, if the weather is nice, after the show is over, we will go out on my patio and kind of unwind for a little bit out there and just sit there and chat a little bit, which we were doing. And Richard saw something hovering in the sky. And he said, "Don, is that a helicopter?" And I looked up, and there was this star-like thing that was flashing red, blue, and white. And I looked at it for a moment, and I could not hear anything, nor was this thing moving. So I said to Rich, I said, "Keep your eye on that. I'm going to go in and get my binoculars." And I've got a fine pair of military surplus artillery binoculars. And I went in and got those, came out, and set them up and was looking at this thing. And honest to God, we watched it for 15, 20 minutes. And it just sat in the sky, flashing these colors, until finally Rich said, "Well, I got to go home." And I said, "Yeah, well, I'm going to go to bed." We went inside, and he took off, and I put my binoculars away. And as far as I know, the thing at some point, I guess, had to leave, but it was the weirdest thing. Now, by all accounts, that was a UFO. It was flying.
Well, Don, if it hung in one place and slowly set to the west, it could have been a star.
No, it didn't, though. It didn't. And when I put the binoculars on it, those lights were really flashing. And it was continuous. Red, blue, white. Red, blue, white. Red, blue, white. So, you know, it was in the east. It was in the eastern sky. So I don't know what it was, but it was odd.
Oh, wow. Is that the most interesting UFO-related thing you've ever seen, or the only?
Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. No. I in one of my first appearances on the Paracast, I think it was back when David Biedney was with you, I described the original sighting I had in 1966 that just absolutely had me, you know, gobsmacked. And that was, you may or may not remember it, Gene.
It is a few years ago. We're talking about 2006.
Yeah. It was a day that I was with three other friends. We were all in high school. Our high school gave the day off because it was the start of deer season. We all hunted back then, and we had been out all day long, and we were coming in late in the afternoon, about 4:15, I believe, or 4:30. We were coming down off this hill when one of my buddies looked up in the sky and screamed, and at the time, and I remember telling you this, I was thinking to myself, this guy saw a deer, the dummy, and he yelled, and I turned around and looked up, and here were four brilliant arc-like objects flying in a diamond formation, going at a pretty leisurely pace, maybe 150, 200 miles an hour, but they were up in the sky, probably 15, 20,000 feet, but it was hard to tell. And as they overflew us, the light in the rear suddenly shot straight up into the sky.
Let's continue that and finish that in our next segment with Don Ecker reminding us about this case with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yeah, it comes back to me now that you mentioned this case, but we have a lot of new listeners. We probably have like 10 times as many listeners now as we did way back in 2006, Don Ecker. So continue a little bit about this case, and then we'll get to the wrap-up stage.
Oh, yeah. We were standing there watching these four brilliant lights. They were like arc lights when this light in the rear suddenly shot like a rocket lifting off. But it went, I mean, it was poof, gone. And when that happened, the other three lights in a V formation suddenly hit a burst of speed that was unbelievable, and within seconds, they were out of sight. And, you know, here were four high school kids with our jaws, Gene, down around our knees, could not believe what we just saw. I couldn't wait to get home and tell my parents about it. I turned on the radio. I looked for any mention of it. Of course, there was nothing. It was years later when I was doing a historical retrospective on that part of the country, which involved Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New Jersey, New York, and Ohio. I did not know it at the time. Nobody in the media ever mentioned it, but there was a genuine wave of UFO sightings that were happening over that entire geographical location of the country. And as a matter of fact, that was during the same time period that John Keel was having his adventures in West Virginia with the Mothman. So there was something going on in that part of the country that was unbelievable. But for the most part, you know, other than if you were a witness that saw something, most people were not aware of it.
So many cases like that happen. Thanks for reminding us of it. You know, this is something we can say is just off the presses. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, November 13th. Let me give you the headline. American cell phones targeted in secret U.S. spy program, subtitled Devices on Planes That Mimic Cell Phone Towers Used to Target Criminals But Also Sift Through Thousands of Other Phones. Ouch.
Orwellian. I think I said that. Beginning of the
show. You did say Orwellian in the beginning of the show, and we might as well continue it. It's George Orwell 30 years later. It took 30 years for it to happen.
Yeah, and he never had a clue how Orwellian it was going to be.
Well, the whole story is presented in the Wall Street Journal, and this one paragraph comes to the fore. A Justice Department official would neither confirm nor deny the existence of such a program. Of course, right on. What did you expect?
Yeah, well, it kind of makes you want to go back to a tin can and a length of string, doesn't it?
Well, I think it sounds better. I mean, you have to look at it this way. Chris is using an advanced mobile computer, and the quality of sound on a really high-class network is superb. It really is. Sounds almost as good as having him in the studio. And we'll actually try that with Skype on next week's episode and see how much different it sounds than having him use a standard studio mic. Okay. Right. But now, Chris, say something, again, reminding our listeners about the digital haze.
Well, I'm up on the Santa Fe Mesa here, zipping around, taking care of business, enjoying the show with Don. Don, thanks for being on. I'm about ready to lose my battery, Gene. I don't know what to do. I have no place to recharge it here for the next 15 minutes. I don't know what to do.
What does it say in terms of the percentage?
It's just a little thin red line.
Okay, yeah. When it gets to red, it's usually under 20%, and there's an option on the iPhone to display a percentage. But usually it's like a gas tank in a car. The second half goes down a lot faster than the first half. Don't ask me to explain that.
You know, I'll be hanging in there for the duration. I'm on my way to David Perkins' house. I'm looking forward to an interesting evening, tossing around some of the ideas that we're working on for the follow-up to Talking to Herd. And if I can last to the end of the episode, I'm champing at the bit to do that. So,
well, we only have 4.5 minutes left, so let's just see how long your iPhone 5S will last.
I think we're good.
Yeah, you know, there you go. That's, of course, the bane of the existence of smartphones these days is the battery. That's the thing, of course, I always think here about Star Trek. I never heard of the Star Trek communicator ever running out of battery life. I never heard Captain Kirk say, the battery's about to go, Scotty.
Yeah, that's why, and I've never done it, but I've often thought that if I traveled more, the one thing you definitely have got to have is a car charger.
Well, with my car, I have a USB port. A lot of the cars these days have USB ports, so I can just plug that into what we call the lightning connector on the iPhone, and it will charge it. It'll keep it charged.
Well, my Jeep is so ancient, Gene, that I carry in my Jeep
a can and two pieces of wire.
No, an AC-DC converter. And I just plug it in. My Jeep has a cigarette lighter. I plug it into the cigarette lighter. Then I can plug my phone into it, and voila, I'm good to go.
That's fascinating. Okay. Well, you know, these days you get yourself a best-selling book, and I wish you luck with that novel. Get yourself a big advance, get yourself a brand new Jeep. They're really cool.
Hey, let me tell you what. I'm one of those guys that I learned a long time ago. I never count any chickens until those eggs hatch. And usually my eggs are born stillborn. So.
Oh, man. Ouch. Don't tell Vicky that or a reminder of that. Ouch.
Vicky is going to say you promised to make me a millionaire.
Yeah, she's great. She gives me my head, so there you go, you know.
So how long have you guys been married now?
Well, let me see. In 5 days, we will have been together 26 years, but we will be married 21 years in December.
Which day in December?
The 18th.
Ah, you're 5 days ahead of my anniversary. Isn't that coincidental?
Yep, the 18th. So we will have 21 years of pretty much marital bliss. But we've been an item for 26 years. So that's pretty good, I think.
That's a great record. You know, I beat you by maybe a decade or so, but, you know, I'm 1,000 years older. I'm actually 6,000 years old right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you were there when the dinosaurs were running loose, right?
Well, that would be 6 million years.
Oh.
You know, I think we got a couple of million that we've kind of missed up on.
65 million years, Gene.
Well, you know, I'm being conservative. I didn't want to reveal the truth, Chris. Don Ecker, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff, especially Dark Matters Radio.
Dark Matters Radio runs Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Pacific until midnight, except Friday. We are 9 p.m. until 11 Pacific time, and you can go to the show live at www.dq, that's Delta Quebec, rm.com, and I am on Facebook with my Facebook page, Don Ecker. Also, Don Ecker's Dark Matters Radio has a page there on Facebook, and that's where I can be contacted.
You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Check plus.theparacast.com to learn how you can join The Paracast Plus, get the ad-free version of The Paracast, chat rooms, a lot more to come, plus.theparacast.com. And by the way, there is a Paracast fan club on Facebook. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. OurStrangePlanet.com. Get a copy of his book from the site, Stalking the Herd, and I'll sign it. And I'll number it, and all that good stuff. And by the way, if you join our newsletter, sign up for the newsletter at ThePowerCast.com, we'll get you a copy of another book from Chris called Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. Don Ecker, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
As always, Gene, a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.